boys and girls, you know it. You know it. It is time for the Blue Gold Show. And I missed the memo, the email, the message, the text, and the phone call. Because I've been saying this whole time it'd be John Mad Dog Horner in here, but who walks through the door and brightens my day every time he walks through there? It's that guy. You've heard of that girl. Well, it's that guy. It's John Pritchett. He's in here for the Blue and Gold Show.
I'm the Geno Smith of your life.
Are you?
I'm the MVP.
Are you? Perception is reality, my friends. Well, you got a couple of great young men in this room.
We do. Right, we have the Mentonia brothers joining us, as tonight is senior night at Delnord High at Mike Whalen Field. But more than that, it's Delnord's chance for back-to-back, undisputed Big Four Conference championships, as the Warriors 2-0 in conference, 7-1 overall, take on their longtime rivals, Fortuna. Catch the Warrior pregame show at 7:10 p.m. on KPOD 97.9 or DelnordSports.com. Kickoff set for 7:30. And make it a whole evening. Come on out. I'm sure the wrestling team is going to be serving food out there and other organizations as well. Hopefully the wrestling team is serving comfort cups. You know what a comfort cup is, Mike?
No, I do not.
That is cornbread.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese, and then either pulled pork or barbecued chicken.
I'll take one.
And it's in a Dixie cup.
I feel comfortable already in
it
that cup.
It is amazing. Trust me on this. And look at me. You know I know food.
Oh, yeah. Like this guy.
So with us, as mentioned, Jace and Aiden Mentonia. And I have to ask you, how's it feel having your little brother on the team, especially one who has accomplished so much this season, Jace?
Honestly, it's been amazing. Before, I usually don't have the motivation, but this year I have a lot of motivation blocking for my brother, seeing him score touchdowns all the time. It's just great seeing him on the field with me.
Now, Jace, you're the lineman of the family. Yes. You're the foundation, the rock.
Yeah.
And then we have little brother, the superstar, running around scoring touchdowns. And especially the second half of the season, you have been a big play machine, Aiden. What's it mean to you to get a chance to play with your older brother?
I mean, when we were in youth football, we always be like, imagine how it would be if we were on the field. So it's just a great feeling seeing him out there with me.
What have you learned from him, not only about football, but about life? Because you guys are 2 years apart. Jace, you're a senior. Aiden, you're a sophomore.
I don't know. He's a great role model. So, like, I don't know. He taught me a lot. He's a great person.
As we mentioned, it's senior night. And Jace, your final time during the regular season, and we're going to be talking playoffs here in a little bit.
Yeah.
But last time in the regular season, you'll be coming out and, you know, you'll be with your parents. And what are you feeling right now? And what do you think you're going to feel tonight when you take that field?
Man, it's going to be a crazy experience. I've been playing here for, I don't know, 4 years now. And every time I go on that field, I get goosebumps. But this time it's going to be way different because it's my last time, basically.
Playing Fortuna tonight, always a good team. They're on paper, they're a little down. But, yeah. Jace, you've been around long enough to know that any team coached by Mike Membo is always going to be a challenge.
Yeah, they seem pretty good. We've watched film on them. They've seem pretty good.
and you had a great game, two touchdowns last Saturday against St. Bernard's. How'd that feel for you as Delnord demolished the Crusaders? Final was 49-12.
It felt great, especially that first touchdown. It was a momentum switch. We were down there beating us, and then I had that big punt return, and then we just started good things after that.
Your second punt return of the season for a score. And special teams this year for Delnord have been truly special. Four blocked punts, two which have been turned into touchdowns. What has been the key for special, and two punt returns for TDs as well. What has been the key for special teams? Jace, go ahead.
I'd say we've got some good athletes out there like Andy Hunt, Kai Russell, Aiden, obviously. They did pretty quick and they just pretty good, I think.
Aiden, what should we expect tonight from the Warriors?
A win.
Succinct, to the point, and confident. I like that. So let's talk about the questions that America wants to know. These are the ones that will determine the fate of the nation. Question number one. We'll start with Jace. Who is smarter, linemen or running backs?
I'd have to say Aiden's way smarter than I am.
Aiden?
Yeah, we're smarter.
Okay, question number two. Jace, finish this sentence. I love my little brother, even though musically he listens to...
rap. I don't know why he doesn't listen to country.
Aiden, rebuttal.
I don't like country. Country's not good. I don't care.
Aiden, finish the sentence. I love my big brother, even though he cries every time he watches what movie?
Any sad movie. He's an emotional guy.
Rebuttal, Jace.
I'd have to say Waterboy. Aiden cries after every...
Well, yeah, I can understand that. That's an emotional movie.
That's not true.
Okay, one more question. Well, next to last question. Who is better looking?
Me.
Wait. Oh, no. Jumping the gun a little bit. Dillard High Coach Nick White or Dillard High Coach Chris White?
Oh, that's a challenge. I say they're both pretty good looking.
You can't bail out on that.
I mean, they look the same. I don't know.
What do you mean they look the same? They're two individuals. You can't group people together like that.
Yesterday, I saw Nick for the first time in jeans, and it was a surprise. So I'd have to say Nick.
I'll go with Nick Tulsa.
Okay. Poor Chris. Gentlemen, tonight's game, excited about it, ready for it.
Yeah.
Aiden, yes. Final thoughts.
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's going to be good.
It's going to be a good game.
Well, come on out. And as we said, the Warrior pregame show will be at 7:10. Kickoff at 7:30. Mike Whale and Field, make it an evening. And we're going to be back 9. Mike, what does that mean? 9. I got 9 minutes. Okay. Well, we're going to give it back to you. And we're going to have more of the Blue and Gold Show right after this.
Brian's Beach Dogs invites you to participate in their Kicking Cancer Chili Cook-Off and Fundraiser Saturday, November 12th, starting at 3 p.m. Cook up your best chili recipe and compete for the prize. All funds raised go towards Brookings local Corey Gardner to help him kick cancer. Brian's Beach Dogs Kicking Cancer Chili Cook-Off and Fundraiser Saturday, November 12th. To enter or for more information, contact Brian's Beach Dogs at 541-698-7818. It's time to get kicking and cooking.
Pacific Corp and the California Public Utilities Commission invite you to participate in a public forum on November 7th regarding Pacific Power's 2023 general rate case application. To provide greater access to the public, this forum can be viewed online or heard over the phone. Your valued thoughts and opinions will help the commission make an informed decision regarding Pacific Corp's request. For more information and to participate, visit cpu.ca.gov/pph or call 1-888-221-7070.
Here at the Blue and Gold Show here on KPOD 97.9 FM. And it's hard for me not to go ahead and finish that sentence with andelnortsports.com, but that's where the game tonight will be as the Warriors take on Fortuna. And if Del Norte can win this game, and they are favored, then the Warriors will capture their second Big Four Conference championship in a row. And three of the past 4 years, and a case can be made that it's actually three in a row, since the COVID season of the spring of 21 doesn't count officially. But some other things of note happening in Warrior Land. And speaking of games tonight, it is the Del Norte High girls soccer team will be in Eureka taking on the top seeded Loggers in the quarterfinals of the North Coast Section playoffs. That game's going to be at 7 p.m. and it's going to be held at Albee Stadium. Del Norte coming off a 1-0 victory over Fort Bragg on the road. Alexis Aguirre scoring the game winner for Del Norte. Del Norte's boys soccer team fell on Wednesday at home to Lower Lake. The final was 4-2. Del Norte's volleyball team wrapped up its season, highly successful season, we might say, last Saturday in the quarterfinals of the North Coast Section playoffs. The 6th-seeded Warriors fell to St. Mary's. That game was in Albany. That was a 4-setter. Delnort finished the year with an outstanding 27-9 overall record for Coach Megan Curtis, winning the Big Five conference championship since his volleyball and posting an 8-0 record. Were you guys at the game against Hillsburg?
Yes, we were in the student section. It was fun.
It was wild watching you guys get excited and supporting the team. And who was it that was going nuts?
That was Nathan Barker.
Nathan seems to really like volleyball.
Yeah, he loves it.
So, other things going on is cross country, and the Humboldt Delnort League Championship will be held tomorrow, I believe, at Delnort Golf Course. And Dylan Rodriguez, who, like you, was a sophomore, has had an outstanding season, has consistently been finishing third in league meets. He'll go after his bid for glory, and I believe that's going to be at 10 o'clock. Do you know Dylan? You guys are classmates?
No, I don't know.
I know him a little bit. I don't really pay attention to cross country, but...
I'm shocked by that, being a lineman.
Yeah. But I say good job to him.
And three of Delnort's five youth football league teams, and both you guys played youth football for Delnort.
Yeah.
Advanced to the semifinals of the Six Rivers Youth Football Playoffs. Now in AAA bracket, the oldest division, Delnort defeated Hoopa 20-6 and will play at Ferndale. And both AA teams unfortunately lost. Both single A teams advanced and will play this Sunday. Championship games will be held a week from this Sunday right here in Crescent City at Mike Whalen Field. And guys, tell me about your experience in youth football. How did that get you ready for high school football, and what have you learned in terms of life skills?
It was pretty good. I had Coach Dane as my head coach, and we had both teams on AAA merged together, and so it was a good experience. And then coming into high school, I knew some of the kids playing and around, and it was a great experience.
Aiden, how about for you? What was youth football like?
Youth football was a great experience. I was pretty good. I mean,
that means he scored every time he touched the ball.
That's right. I did.
And who was your coach?
My coach was Clint Shad.
And now Clint is the JV coach. And we need to talk about the JV program that Clint's now running. Also, just like the varsity, 7-1, going after a conference title tonight against Fortuna. And the only loss was on homecoming night here in Crescent City. Final was 8-7. Then 3 weeks later, Delnort goes down to Eureka on their homecoming night and knock off the Loggers 7-6 in two games that were eerily similar, except for the final score and the final outcome. So good luck tonight to the JV Warriors and, of course, Delnort's varsity taking on Fortuna. What would it mean for you guys to win a conference title? And Jace, we'll start with you winning a second conference title in a row.
It would be awesome. Like senior year winning league, it's an amazing feeling.
And Aiden, for you, what would it mean as a sophomore to put that patch on your Letterman jacket?
It's going to be a great feeling. I mean, just to win a league. I mean, I don't know what else to say. It'll just be a great feeling.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today here on the Blue and Gold Show. Best of luck tonight. Best of luck during the playoffs as Delnort wins tonight. They'll have a home game next week in the first round of the playoffs. It'll actually be the quarterfinals. And, of course, KPLD will be there to cover it live. Mike, this has been the Blue and Gold Show. Appreciate your help.
Yeah. And well, you know, we got plenty of time. I'm not saying
I'm looking at it. We got 45 seconds.
You're looking at analog. And that's the problem. You're stuck on analog.
I am an analog type of guy.
So you've got about 1 minute. I do want to mention the girls and the giving them a big shout out, the soccer girls. I mean, you guys are proud of them, right?
Yes. Yeah, shout out to them. They, Malia Jackson, she's basically my sister. Yeah, shout out to the soccer team.
Yeah, what a great season.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great story. They've struggled for a long, long time. And the North Coast section's, the Overlords came up with a good idea. They actually put Delnort in a league where they could be competitive. So they're playing South Fork and Ferndale and those teams. And all of a sudden, that's a team that can be competitive and in the quarterfinals.
Well, thanks for being here, John.
My pleasure.
Gentlemen, Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
And go Warriors.
Go Warriors.
Go Warriors.
All right.
710 on KPOD 97.9 and DelNorteSports.com for the Warrior pregame show with Mad Dog and me.
All right. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
All right.
Miranda Lambert. Brad Paisley.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Schritt.
Hi, folks, this is Keith Urban.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan.
KPOD-FM Crescent City, your St. Jude radio station.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Another week with an interest rate increase, but another...